Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional, The Gift of Salvation. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. How many people have seen that time and again? Salvation is the greatest gift ever given, a demonstration of God's love and grace toward humanity. Through Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross, we are offered forgiveness, freedom, and eternal life. Salvation is not earned by our efforts, but received through faith in Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. This gift transforms every aspect of our lives. It restores our broken relationship with God, gives us a new identity as his children, so we become adopted, and fills us with the hope of eternity. Salvation is not just about a future in heaven. It's about a present relationship with God that empowers us to live in victory and purpose. To receive salvation, one must acknowledge the need for a Savior, Romans 3:23. You must also believe in Jesus' death and resurrection, Romans 10, 9-10, and confess him as Lord and commit to following him all the days of your life, 2 Corinthians 5:17. So in other words, salvation is the beginning of a lifelong journey of faith and transformation. There are some of you who are listening today, and maybe you haven't made that decision. If you believe in your heart, because there are some of you out there who may not be able to speak. Maybe you're mute and you can't speak, but your heart can. And when you believe in your heart and you declare that he is Lord, just like that guy on the cross who, you know, we call him the thief on the cross. I kind of shifted it, right? Because right now we know for sure that he's one of the only ones, one of the people that we know for certain who went with Jesus to paradise, to heaven. Because on that cross, all he said was, remember me. If you can say that, remember me, and you can say that believing that he is Lord, then according to the word of God, you are saved. Make that declaration from your heart and let it manifest out your mouth if you have the ability to do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. I acknowledge my need for you and surrender my life to you and to your Lordship. Help me to walk in the freedom and purpose you have given me. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray this, believing it so. Amen. See, salvation is a gift freely given, but it must be personally received. If you haven't yet accepted this gift, today's day.